بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Alhamdulillah, continuing with our lessons in this kitab, Anwarus Salah, that is the nur of Salah, how to get the reality of Salah, how to make our Salah a real namaz, a namaz with life, a namaz with current. And if a person's Salah is correct, we have learned our whole deen will be correct. And when our deen becomes correct, then our dunya will become correct. Deen and dunya is made, you'll get an enjoyable life in this world. In akhirat, what reward we will get, we can't imagine. So in this regard, we discussed already from the first lesson that salah actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us iman. When a person has got iman, then he's already got a contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's made a link and a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we have learned in the beginning, that this should be in fact the natural reaction of every human being to recognize Allah, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sadly, despite Allah ta'ala has made it so easily, so easily for us, that any person, if he just opens his eyes little, he can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we find we are so negligent in this regard. Only those few handful of people that are interested, they bring iman and they work towards recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even from those who bring iman, very few work towards recognizing our Allah. Who is our Allah? How great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah ta'ala has been so kind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has seen that we want to have a connection with Allah by bringing iman. Now, in order to keep this connection all the time strong and to increase it, Allah ta'ala has granted us namaz. Namaz, because generally a person living in this world, we become unmindful, we become negligent. Living in the environment, doing our work, etc., we become negligent. So in order to remove that ghaflat, that negligence, Allah Ta'ala has made it that 5 times a day we come for salah to build this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To remove this unmindful state and to remove the state that we forget that we are the vicegerents of Allah. We are the representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. And when we come 5 times a day with this recognition that I am the servant of Allah and I have to live up to that honor that Allah Ta'ala has given me, He's made me His vicegerent. He's made me His Khalifa, and to be the Khalifa of Allah, I have to have imbibed the character of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my life, like how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala did, Allahu Akbar. They imbibed the characters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the company, the sohbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah ta'ala had to announce in the Quran Kareem, Rijal. These are men. If you want to become men, then don't fool yourself by thinking, oh, I do bodybuilding, I mean, it's very strong men. No, men were those people with sifat, with qualities, like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And then if we learn our history, we'll see that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and the Muslims, when they had qualities of iman, that daily they used to rejuvenate, they used to build this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by coming 5 times a day to the masjid, those qualities used to increase, they used to rule the world. And we don't know our history, so we think the non-Muslims are ruling the world. Right till about 100, 150 years, Muslims were ruling the world. The Ottoman Empire, right till now, it was ruling, the Muslims were ruling the world. And all great inventions in the world that took place, not the non-Muslims, what they knew, they don't know how to live a life. They don't know the reality of humanism. Where they going to produce anything in this world. Whatever has been produced by Muslims. So we also, Allah Akbar, if we build these qualities in us today, Hazrat says, that forget you need to canvass for an election, to stand up any government, people will call you, please come rule our country. Become this minister, become that minister. But we have lost these qualities. Sadly, today we don't come to the masjid and we live in an unmindful state, so we forget that we are the vicegerents of Allah. We are the representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. So namaz is actually this reality to build this connection daily to remind us, because every time you go out, that 2-3 hours you get involved in the environment, you lose this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It becomes weak. Now to strengthen it again, Allah ta'ala calls us, come for namaz. And as Hazrat explains, wallah, if we come 5 times like this for namaz, namaz will remove all evils from our life. Namaz will remove all types of sins from our life. As we learned, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Namaz will remove all bad qualities from your life, and then Allahu Akbar, you'll be a wali of Allah. So in this time and age also, if a person just brings iman, and is punctual with his 5 times namaz consciously, and he just makes his namaz a namaz of reality, he is a wali of Allah. He is a very great pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this Allah ta'ala has given us, and then to realize what is namaz. It's not that you're just coming to fulfill a duty, you're just coming to fulfill one of your responsibilities, or you're just coming to show face, I have to go for namaz. What will people say? We have learned that namaz is that great ibadat. It is the combination of the ibadat of or the whole creation of Allah. It is the combination of the ibadat of the whole vegetation. That is all the trees. They are in qiyam. The buildings are in qiyam position, then the other animals that are bowing down and walking, they are in ruku, then the insects etc. in sajda all the time. So the combination, then the malaika, they are in tasbih, they are in tilawat. The combination of all this Allah has given us in 2 rakat. In fact, in every rakat, you got the combination of the ibadat of the whole universe. And not only the ibadat of the whole universe, you got the combination and the summary of all other ibadats in your namaz. That means you got zakat also in your namaz. You spend to come for salah. You got hajj also in your namaz. You got jihad also in your namaz. All, you got fasting also in your namaz. All these things, and then you're getting the reward accordingly. As if you gave zakat, as if you went for hajj, as if you went in jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this a person realizes namaz, what a great ibadah. This is a great ni'mat of Allah. What a great favor. When a person realizes what a great favor it is, now naturally from your heart you'll strive, I must make my namaz. I must learn how to use this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what value will come into our lives, we can't imagine. And then Hazrat explained that now this namaz will come, a reality of namaz, when with your heart you are conscious, you are present in namaz. And this consciousness, as we learn, we'll have to do a course in marifat, the recognition of Allah. A course in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build our consciousness. And when a person builds his consciousness, and you come for namaz now, like Hazrat explains, after that a person goes for driving lessons, etc. Now after he does his driving lessons, he goes for his driving appointment, and he goes for his test also. After that test, not just he finished, now he's over, he wants to know, did I pass in my test or not? How much marks did I get also? So exactly the same, now as we're doing this course, from now already, start doing these things. Just pay attention in the bayans of our Hazrat. We get marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do our zikr regularly. Our concentration would start building. Think how great this namaz is. What a great valuable thing. It is a combination of all the ibadat of all the creation. It is a combination of all the other ibadats. What great reward Allah ta'ala is going to give me. What high stages in Jannah. Now accordingly, a person must check that is my namaz of what level. That is my namaz passable or not passable. Otherwise it comes in the hadith, and here Hazrat explains further, we carry on, that if you don't create this presence of mind, this consciousness, that first be conscious, that as Hazrat explains, that before you even start your namaz, just bring this presence of mind that I am in the court of Allah. I have come to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This consciousness before you start, then in namaz, how to build this consciousness and how to have this concentration, it's not a difficult thing. It's very easy, as we will learn here in front. But firstly, to realize now, that now I start performing my namaz, I'm punctual also with my namaz. But an intelligent person is that person who's checking his results all the time. As Hazrat Umar radiallahu said, Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Take stock of yourself before your stock is taken on the day of Qiyamah. As we have learned, the first thing that we will be taken reckoning of from the ibadat is salah. So if we don't check our salah, that what is my pass mark? And each one of us can check more or less for ourselves, that am I passing? Have I got a pass mark? And Allahu Akbar. Otherwise, our salah explained here in the hadith, that without this presence of mind, uske namaz puri nahi likhi jati. You won't get the full reward of your namaz written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much you'll get? Either some people, Allah ta'ala save us, and we have to be conscious to try and improve this condition all the time. Kabhi adi, kabhi tihai, ya chotai, ya panchwa hisa, ya chata, ya satwa, ya atwa, ya nawya, ya daswa. That sometimes a person, only 50% is written for him. He read namaz full. Your namaz will be according to fuqaha, your namaz is made. But the reward and how much connection you got with Allah, sometimes you only got 50%. Some people, they only got 1/3 of that namaz. Some people only got 1/4 of that namaz, 1/4 of that namaz. Some people got the reward of only 1/5 of that namaz. Some people got the reward of only 1/6 of that namaz. Some people 1/7, some people 1/8, some people 1/9, some people 1/10. That is only 10% reward you got in that namaz. And sometimes it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that if you're not even concerned of this, you're just coming in and out, last in, first out, up and down, kiss the ground, back to town, then that namaz, Allah Ta'ala save us, is like a dirty rag, and Allah Ta'ala says, throw that rag back to you. We're not in need of that salah. So from this we realize Allah is not in need of us coming for salah. This is a very, very great favor that Allah says, my servants, I created you out of my love. And I made you the best of all creation. I made you my vicegerents, my khalifas. I want you to live up to that high position. I want you to realize your position. So come 5 times a day and this will remove all this unmindfulness and all this and this effects of dunya that puts in your heart that if I got this car, then I'm a man of position. If I got this job, I'm a man of position. No, all those positions don't count by Allah. How much you got in your heart, the connection with Allah, the love of Allah, accordingly, that is your position by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to your position by Allah, that is how Allah ta'ala will let people respect you in this world also. So a person now has to be conscious that I am performing my namaz, alhamdulillah. And now, alhamdulillah, Allah has brought us here. We're doing the scores also. Now be more conscious to see that let me give my pass marks to my namaz. Is my namaz at least 50% passable or not? A person who's conscious, he will start improving. But if a person just performs his namaz after that, he's not worried his results. You wrote your examination, you're not worried where your results, whether you pass or not. Then that person is an unmindful person. For example, Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haqsaab rahmatullah alayh, he went to one house, he visited one home and he saw everything was spick and span, everything on his place, the garden also very beautiful, everything. Then he remarked, he said, mashallah, very good to have your dunya very well organized, beautiful, spick and span, no problem, but give preference to your deen. Why when it comes to your deen, you're not worried, you're not concerned, my namaz must become a namaz of excellence. My namaz must become a namaz of distinction. I must correct my tajweed, every hunna, every ikhfa, every makharij. I must pronounce the letters properly. Why for deen we become negligent? He says, have your deen, your dunya good, but your deen is more important. So a person should be more conscious of his deen, and a person should be working towards correcting his deen all the time. Then you make your dunya also good, no problem. But a person who only looks after his dunya and forgets his deen, that person is a foolish person. All that you can leave behind. When you go to reality, real life, as we learn in the kitab, or shaqi watan, our life of the year after, then we come and say, the akhirat is spoiled. Then it will be too late. So namaz is that, the salah is that thing that will make our, we be conscious and we concentrate. We start improving our salah. Then a person, he will improve and he will go to higher stages all the time. So a person must be conscious is my namaz word being accepted in the first place. For that we have to make the effort also, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah please accept my namaz. And dua alone without dawa, that is not possible. What the dua, we must make dawa also, that means make the effort. What we are learning, try and put it into practice. And how easy it is to make this namaz of concentration. It's not a difficult task. As we explained, many of us got the wrong idea that namaz of concentration is absorption. I must be absorbed. I mustn't know what's happening around me. No, that's not required at all. All it's required that we have to be concentration, conscious that we are in namaz. And for this, there are different levels, how Hazrat has explained here, and how easy it is to start with a certain level of concentration, and then to go up and go up and build up, and then see, as you build up, what enjoyment is in salah, you won't want to miss salah under any circumstances. So how to build this concentration, and what is concentration in salah? Ek ye ke mazmoon... اسی واسطے ہے کہ ہر رکن نماز میں اتنا تھیرے کہ کوئی لحظہ حضوری میسر ہو اور حضوری کئی طرح کے. That is why it is necessary in every posture of namaz to remain in that posture, that is to stall in that posture for that few seconds that a person is conscious that I'm in this posture. That is, I am in Qiyam posture. Be just conscious, even if it's 1 second, you conscious I am in Qiyam, then that is a sign that you are concentrating in Namaz. And in every posture, to get this, just to ponder, just to stall it, that means what itminan, what turtle is, don't rush up and down, but just stall. For that few seconds you stall and you know I am in Qiyam. Now I'm in ruku, now I'm in sujood. That is presence of mind. And as I explained, Hazrat teaches us that before you even start your namaz, just build this consciousness. Just think, now I'm performing namaz for Allah Ta'ala. It's Allah's command. I am the servant of Allah. And I have to fulfill my responsibility as a servant of Allah. And this responsibility is a great honor for me. It's not a weak, it's not a feeble and a just a useless duty. This is a very great honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now how to get this presence of mind? There are many ways to do it. So to be conscious that a person just there in every posture, just for that slight moment you are in that posture, you're not rushing and you know that I'm in this posture. Now how to increase this concentration of salah? Very easy. Ek ye hai, اور حضوری کئی طرح کے ہیں. There are many ways of being conscious in your salah. ایک یہ کہ مضمون ہر رکن کا خیال کرے اور آپ کو سامنے اپنے رب کے جاننے اور اس کو متوجہ حال اپنے کا سمجھے. اللہ اکبر. One is that a person یہ کہ مضمون ہر رکن کا خیال کرے. That whatever you are reading in every posture, try and ponder over that. That if a person is reading Surah Fatiha, you conscious, I'm reading Surah Fatiha. You are reading the surah, you conscious I'm reading the surah. When you say Allahu Akbar, you conscious I'm saying Allahu Akbar. And how to gain this? Allahu Akbar. This presence of mind, when you started yourself, before you started, you realize I came in the court of Allah. I came to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you start, then just think, aapke saamne apne Rab ke jaanne. Just think that I am in front of my Allah. I am in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And not only am I in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aur usko mutawajjih hal apne ka samjhe, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is focusing on me. Allah ta'ala is watching me. As we learn that you reach that stage of ihsan, that antabud Allah ka'annaka tara, fa'illam takun tara, fa'innahu yara. That work towards that salah, that you are conscious, I am seeing Allah. If you can't recognize that, and that seeing Allah, that is look at the qudrat of Allah, how Allah Ta'ala is controlling the universe, etc. And if you can't reach that stage, then at least know Allah is watching me. And definitely Allah Ta'ala is watching us all the time. So Allah is watching me, and not only watching me, Allah Ta'ala is focusing His special attention on me. Allahu Akbar. Imagine Allah Ta'ala, such a great being. Allah Ta'ala, Malikul Mulk, the creator of the entire universe, the controller of the entire universe. How many million creations. But when Allah calls you to His court to come in to fulfill your salah, Allah is putting His special attention on you. Allahu Akbar. And this is Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. That every person gets a special attention of Allah. It's not like you just one number in the creation. And you just part of the jamaat. No, each person is getting a special focus of Allah. A special connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how important are we? When a person is now in salah and you ponder that I am getting the special focus of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each person, everybody wants that I must have special attention from my Shaykh. I must have special time with my Shaykh. I must be alone with my Shaykh or with a certain great personality. If we don't, we are not close to Deen, then we think with some dunya personality, I must get a special time with certain minister, then I feel very happy. What are those things? When you get special time with the friends of Allah, that is great value. And when you get special time with Allah, Rabbul Izzat Himself, Allahu Akbar. Allah is putting special attention on you, what a great honor it is. So when a person just ponders this, this alone will build your concentration to a high degree. And then, if a person still can't reach that level, then just think, another level, jonsi surat parhe, mazmoon usi surat ka khiyal kare. And whatever surat a person is reading, whatever surat you are reading, try and ponder over the subject matter of that surat. And Allahu Akbar, as Hazrat explained, this is also not difficult. We should try and make a little effort in this regard. That we are reading namaz for 20 years, 25 years. And generally, Allahu Akbar, most of us, we got patent surahs. And generally, our patent surah is the four shortest surahs. Sometimes, wal as, inna atayna, kulu Allahu ahad. So in this so many years, we learned so many other programs. We did other computer courses. We know how to use our mobiles. We know how to use our iPads. Why didn't we take our time just to learn the brief meaning of those surahs? And it's nothing difficult. It's very easy. If a person just knows the meaning of his surahs that he reads, some people, mashallah, they change their surahs. So whether it's four surahs, whether it's 10 surahs, just try and make an effort to start learning the meaning of these surahs. And this is nothing difficult. There's a kitab, Miftahul Quran, Hazrat explains, if a person learns this kitab, it's in Urdu and it's in translated in Arabic also. Yeah, I mean in English also. It's an Arabic kitab. If a person takes this kitab, you'll get it in a bookshop also. We should try and get this kitab and take out time daily, Miftahul Quran. That is the key towards Quran Sharif. This kitab, when you learn it 10 minutes daily, take out time. If you start learning this kitab, you'll able to learn Arabic also. And who? Everybody wants to learn Arabic. This kitab, you'll able to learn proper Arabic, with proper grammar also. You'll able to converse briefly when you go to Saudi Arabia also. More important than that, you will learn the meaning of your surahs. You will learn the meaning of your du'as, etc. And then now when you're reading the surah, you'll just concentrate on that meaning. And you'll know more or less, I'm reading Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this will increase the concentration of a person. So to do a course on this Miftahul Quran, we should take out time. And in the home, we should have this, that every person takes out time, 10 minutes, and start. Most important is istiqamat, punctuality. That not you start now, but now in Ramzan we got Josh, we'll do it here. When you go home, 2-3 days you start and then you put it one side. No, to have firmness and to have istiqamat. And then also you'll see what will happen. As you're learning, sometimes you see, you think, oh, I'm blank now, I forgot all the past. And now I can't con-. You don't worry about it. You just carry on and you'll see Allah Ta'ala will bring it back into your mind. And it will be very easy to learn, inshallah. You'll at least have an idea, what am I reading in salah? A person, you go and meet an important person, and you got an appointment with him, but you don't know his language. And you got many, 2-3 months to meet him, you're already trying to learn his language. And you're trying, I'm going to meet that person, I must know his language, I must be able to converse. Here we're meeting with the kings of kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we don't know what we're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person, if he just, whatever surah you are reading, if you just concentrate on the subject matter, you just the subject matter of that surah, for example, you don't even know the meaning. Just any person can do. If you still don't even know the meaning, But whatever surah you're reading, for example, you're reading Qul Huwallahu Ahad, just think the surah is talking about the oneness of Allah, Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just ponder that. You don't know the meaning of every ayat, no problem. But just ponder to us that Qul Huwallahu Ahad is got to do the subject matter with the oneness, Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're reading Inna Atayna Kal Kawthar, for example, just think the surah has got to do with the position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the favors that Allah has blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is his position? So just ponder that I'm reading this surah, it's got to do with the greatness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the favors Allah bestowed them. That will increase your concentration. If you're reading, for example, Al-Hakum al-Takasur, just think the surah is talking about the qabr and the scenes in the qabr, etc. So you ponder on that. Al-Qari'ah, just think the surah is talking of the day of Qiyamah. So you just ponder that the day of resurrection is to come. So that is one easier step, that just ponder over the subject matter briefly. Just understand that. So even that, our patent surah that we are generally reading, we just come to know, this surah, this is the subject matter. And you start with that, and as you start learning Miftahul Quran, this will increase. Another, so as you start listing the subject matter, agar maqami itab aur ghusse ka hai, khauf kare aur pana chahe, aur jo maqam rahmat aur inayat ka hai, usko khuda taala se talab kare. اور سوا اس کے اور بھی باتیں ہیں کہ وہ دے واسطے خاص کے ہیں نہ واسطے عام کے ہیں اللہ اکبر. Then another way is that as you come to know the meanings of the surahs, then as the ayats are being recited of punishment, Allah Ta'ala's anger and Allah Ta'ala's warnings, a person becomes scared that, Ya Allah. And in your heart, you just ponder, oh Allah, please save me from this. Don't let this punishment overtake me. Don't let your anger come upon me. So as a person learns the meaning of the surahs, he'll come to know. And that Allah Ta'ala is talking about Allah Ta'ala's punishment if you don't obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you seek refuge in your heart. You ask Allah Ta'ala, please save me from this. And when you hear of the Allah Ta'ala's mercies are being spoken about, Allah Ta'ala's special favors are being spoken about, and just generally any person can even realize when the ayats of Jahannam are read, then you hear the word Jahannam, you'll know Allah Ta'ala is talking about his punishment. Allah Ta'ala is talking about his warnings. At that time, in your heart, make dua that Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam. As our Dada Shaykh teaches us in this world also, and this is Mazmoon of Quran Sharif also, that in this world also, when you're traveling anywhere in the world, and you see a beautiful place, then make dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah, wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. That you see a place of beauty, beautiful gardens, beautiful sceneries, then think of akhirat. That, oh Allah, I ask you for jannah. This is temporary. I ask you for the everlasting gardens and those actions that will take me to those everlasting gardens. So for the believer, when you perform your namaz daily, your connection will be building with Allah to such a degree that whatever you see all the time, you just think of akhirat. That I am here to go for akhirat, and as Hazrat has taught us, make our intention correct that we are here for akhirat. We are here to get connected to Allah. So whatever scenery you'll see, you'll recognize Allah, subhanallah. Oh Allah, this is temporary. Give me the everlasting beauties of Jannah, the everlasting. And you see sometimes a dangerous scene, a scary scene. Fell fires, the fire is blazing, etc. Make the dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah for a beautiful ka. Wa a'udhu bika minal nar. Wa ma qarraba ilayya min qawlin aw amal. That, oh Allah, I seek your protection from the fire of Jahannam. And all those actions that will take me towards the fire of Jahannam, towards your punishment, oh Allah Ta'ala, save me from that. So in namaz also, when you hear about Jannat, then in your heart, just make dua and desire, Ya Allah, grant me Jannat also, only by your mercy. You hear about Jahannam, in your heart, then just think, Ya Allah, that save me from the fire of Jahannam. And these things will come when we do the cause of Miftahul Quran and see how easy it will be. With the whole family you can sit, or individually also, 10 minutes daily, you start learning this kitab and see, Allahu Akbar, you yourself will see the difference. That now at least I know what is Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, wa tabarakasmuk, I know my sana, I know all these duas, I know what are Surah Fatiha, etc. So this will increase a person's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you'll be conscious you in namaz and how much your concentration will be building. Then Hazrat says, besides this, there are many other things that for very special people, their concentration is of a high level. They go to such high levels that they know the meanings of the ayat. They are conscious that I am in this posture of namaz. Then they conscious what they are reading. Then they know the meanings of the ayats. Then like great pious servants, they know the subject matter. They know the tafsir. They got the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Hazrat explains, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab rahmatullah used to say, when I perform my namaz, then I meditate, I'm in space. That I'm in space, I'm not here on the musalla, here in the masjid in Azagwal. I'm in space and I'm seeing that Allah Ta'ala has got the ball of earth in His hand, so to say, the Qudrat of Allah. And how Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is working. How the world is functioning. I see Allah Rabbul Izzat. I see, and that is, as you do the cause of Marifat, you will see, this will increase all the time. This will come into a person, and as a person makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this concentration will build. We don't expect to jump in one Ramzan Sharif to that level, but as we build ourselves, we keep contact with the Shaykh, build our Marifat, listen to the programs, make the zikr of Allah daily, you will see this consciousness will increase. This consciousness will increase, and as we explain, Hazrat also explained yesterday very beautifully, that thoughts will still come. Don't think now I'm so pious, thoughts won't come in my namaz. Don't bring thoughts into your namaz. It comes on its own. The moment you become conscious, bring your mind back to namaz, bring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't worry of these thoughts. But as you progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah's marifat, recognition, greatness come, the more you recognize Allah. And then Hazrat says, then I know, I'm seeing Allah ta'ala's workings, and I know Allah ta'ala is watching me. Allah's special attention is to me. So these are people of higher level as you progress, and we make dua that Allah grant us these high positions, but in this we have to make an effort to just progress all the time. Aur huzuri baghair taqeer dil ke muyassar nahi, and this is very very important, that this presence of mind without the heart being affected, it's impossible. Because concentration and devotion and presence is not the work of the body. It's the work of the heart. The heart has to be conscious. So for this, how the heart has to become conscious, we learned you have to do a cause in marifat, in the recognition of Allah. You have to do a cause in zikrullah. Otherwise, the heart, as we explained, with the conditions around in the environment, now you're going to the bank, now you're going to the supermarket, now you're talking to some, wherever you go today, there's just a woman attendant, and if we are not conscious, our heart gets affected. And then this heart becomes hard. And Allah Ta'ala explains, for this heart to become soft now, تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَكْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. When the heart becomes hardened, then do a cause in zikrullah. Make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this heart, your skins will become soft. Your heart will become soft. And then when the heart is affected, now you'll able to build your concentration in namaz. So this is extremely important that a person realizes that all the time I have to be conscious of my zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zikr is the medicine of the soul. The ruh ka zikr ka naga, ruh ka paka. When a person is negligent of his zikr, one day you must your zikr, 2 days you will see your heart is starting because your soul is becoming weak, your thoughts of Allah are becoming weak, because you are starving your soul. We starve the body, we get worried, child don't eat 1-2 days, you want to take him to the doctor, he'll get dehydrated. We are dehydrating our souls, that's why we can't keep in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to make the zikr, it's 5-10 minutes daily. How can't we take out 5-10 minutes? We can take out time for everything else, before our breakfast, before everything else. First, my fajr namaz, my tilawat of Quran Sharif, my zikr of Allah. And then when you start your day, see you doing das bakar dil bayar. You'll be working also, but in your heart you'll be thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You won't get affected. You go to the bank, the teller is there. Allah ta'ala is with me. You look down. You do your work. You won't even know how she looks, and you'll be doing your work. So in this way, when the heart is affected, then we'll see this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. کہ بدون دانش and how, اور تاثیر دل کی بدون دانش معانی الفاظ کے حاصل نہیں. And as we explained, that the effectiveness of the heart cannot be attained without a person consciously thinking and pondering over the meanings that you are reading. And this will come first as you make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll think, hey, this surah I'm reading every day. What is the subject matter? I'm reading Qul Allahu Ahad. What is the subject matter? So you know, but briefly, the subject matter is Tawheed. I must ponder on Allah Ta'ala's oneness. You know, I'm reading Inna Atayna. I must ponder of the position of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What favors Allah has bestowed him. So you start from there. And as you start your cause of Miftahul Quran, and you punctual, now you see your namaz, the value is just increasing. And you're enjoying your namaz now. It's not just a burden. And it's just not just to complete your rakats. Now you're just enjoying your namaz. Isi waaste, jo kuch namaz mein hai, maane uske Hindi zuban mein muhawari ke muafiq likhe. That's what Hazrat says. That is why we find ulama have translated Qur'an-i Kareem in many different languages. Like here he's saying, Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullahi has presented it in the Hindi, Urdu language there in that country. So we find in this year also, all over now in different languages, we got, and look for authentic translations of Qur'an-i Kareem. Ask the ulama-i kiram, and very easy, start with Miftahul Qur'an Sharif. That is the easiest and very easy. And with that, so every home, Hazrat explains, that our home should become, and not just a Muslim home is not just a home that you got 786 written and we think this is a Muslim home. No, a Muslim home should have ta'lim in the house. And thus Allah Ta'ala, Allah Akbar, prescribed to the household of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the 22nd Supara, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَوَتْلُوا that recite in your homes what has been revealed to you. That, O Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in your home also there should be ta'lim. So in our home, how much ta'lim there shouldn't be. There should be a Muslim home should have ta'lim. A Muslim home should have namaz. A Muslim home should have tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem. A Muslim home should be talking about Allah Ta'ala's greatness. And if we don't do this, Allahu Akbar, then the enemies are working very hard. They will make us totally unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will bring their lifestyles in their house, and without realizing, they just bring it to the door, and we bring that whole lifestyle into us. For example, they bring the newspapers, the advertisement papers, they leave it at our door, outside by the burglar gate, and we bring it now into the home. And when you open that magazines, you open those newspapers, naked picture woman are there. Or they're advertising certain garments. Hazrat says they're not just advertising their garment, they're advertising their whole lifestyle. And we leave the newspapers around in the home, in the lounge, in the bedroom, where there's photos, naked woman photos, etc. And then the farishtas of rahmat disappear. Now you don't get inclined towards deen. You don't get inclined towards, and now you get affected with this dunya. So the enemies are working very hard. If we don't make our little effort to bring ta'lim, and one of the prescriptions of bayat, Hazrat has prescribed certain kitab, we should have ta'lim in the home. That have a kitab, or we read masail, basically they were, then read about our qaid, read about the seerah of Nabi Kareem Sawsam, the sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sawsam, daily, start off for 10 minutes, and then as you increase slowly, but have a slot in the home, that daily we must have ta'lim in the house. The house has to be a house of, where the tabligh also takes place in our house. Every house has to be a house of khanka, then there won't be really a need for khankas all over the show. But today we find we have become so sick, and there's no, very hardly any spiritual hospitals. So for this also we have to make an effort and make dua that Allah let spiritual hospitals spread all over. And then let we get the realization that every home becomes a khanka. Every home becomes a madrasa. And this is how a Muslim home should be surviving. So then we learn what is taught to us in the Qur'an-i Kareem, at least the basic meanings, etc. We can't go into the depth of tafsir and that. This is for the ulama-i kiram. So we should at least, and then we'll be encouraging the ulama that in our masjid also, have 5 minutes, 10 minutes tafsir program. We want to know basically the subject matter of Qur'an-i Kareem. So when this comes, then a person's concentration, level of namaz will be increasing all the time. Then a person will realize, and we won't get overtaken with the lifestyle of the Western lifestyle. Otherwise they have penetrated us, infiltrated us so much that we come in namaz also, we're not conscious that I'm going in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is explained further. Aksar ghareeb logo jo in ان معنوں سے مطلق بے خبر ہے, سمجھ کے حضور دل سے نماز گزارے, بے خبر ہے سمجھ کے حضور دل سے نماز گزارے اور بہت سی حلاوت پائیں. اکثر غریب لوگ جو ان معنوں سے مطلق ہے, بے خبر ہیں سمجھ کے, many people who are negligent and are not concerned of even under learning the subject matter or learning the basic meanings of this, they just pass through their namaz but total unmindfulness, unaware where we were, what we did, where we came to. I just performed I was there for my salah. What the imam read, we don't even know what surah he read, or we're not even conscious what rakat I am in, so that we are losing out wholesale. Huzur-e dil se namaz guzare aur bahut si halawat paaye. Those people that have performed their namaz with consciousness and concentration, they get the sweetness of namaz. They get the taste of namaz. Today we don't get the taste of namaz because we are spiritually sick. Like a person, his taste buds are not correct. He's tasting any food. You ask him, how is it? Very tasty. How it tastes, he doesn't know. And when he realizes, I'm sick, my taste buds are something wrong, he goes for treatment, Allah gives him shifa. Now when he tastes the different fruits, oh, this is sweet apple, but how sweet this apple tastes. It's sweet, I can't explain the sweetness. This mango is sweet, I can't. So exactly the same, our spiritual taste buds are faulty. So for that we have come here to the Khanka. We have come here for this cause, to get well connection with a friend of Allah, a spiritual doctor, and Allah has given it to us here on a golden tray. Our hearts open up, let us build our connection, take bi'at to the Shaykh, and start making our zikr, and see as our spiritual taste buds come right, then namaz is an enjoyment. It's not a burden, it's not a duty, it's an enjoyment, it's a great ni'mat. And اور ایک فائدہ اور ہے, اگر معنی الفاظ کے جانے تو سب برے کاموں سے جن سے نقصان ایمان کا ہے بچے, اللہ اکبر. And another great benefit of learning the meanings and concentrating in namaz, that namaz will give you such benefit that you just ponder, for example, the subject matter of Qul Huwallahu Ahad Tawheed. Now Allah's greatness will come in your heart and it will save you from all evils. It will start taking out all the wrong things from your life. When you leave the masjid, this and all these wrong things, nuksan-e-iman, it causes great harm to our iman. And a person should be conscious that once Allah has given me iman, this connection with Allah, my certificate of Jannat, my passport of Jannat, today wherever we travel, especially travelers will know that the moment you leave your house, you're checking, my passport is there. Wherever you are, you just worried of your passport. And our real passport, passport of iman, that we are not concerned. And our enemies are behind us all the time. Nafs and shaitan is all the time with us and just diverting our attention. But when a person just does little effort, concentration, try and start learning the meanings of the surah, start with the subject matter, then the meaning slowly, now this will bring focus in your namaz, and you'll see what Allah Ta'ala has said, namaz will deliver that goods. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. It will remove all shamelessness, all evils from your life, which will cause harm to your iman. And now your iman will be protected. Aur maloom kare ke jo ikrar apne rab ke samne kiya hai usi par qaim rahe. Aur har ek talib iman ko laike ke haqeeqat e namaz ki us taur par jane ke hazr e haq ne mujhko tamam paidaish mein behtar paida karke bari taqeed se waste hazir huzur hazir hone darbar ke panch waqt isne mutlak diya. Allahu akbar. This needs a bit of explanation, but we'll just translate it briefly. That when a person is conscious what is reading in namaz, he'll be saved from evil actions that will cause harm to his iman. And when a person is conscious of this, and he will know that now when I'm coming for namaz, I am renewing the pledge that I made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the declaration that I made in iman, that there is nobody for me besides Allah. I must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. He now acknowledges this in the court of Allah again. 5 times a day. Like when you made a deal and you signed an agreement with somebody. Every time you re-signing on that dotted line, how much you strengthening that agreement. So this agreement with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we realize we are the servants of Allah, 5 times a day you signing on that dotted line again. That, oh Allah, I acknowledge, I'll fulfill my pledge with you. And you made me your vicegerent. How honorable this is. So 5 times a day you coming to re-establish this. And when a person re-establishes this, This will benefit his iman to such a degree that Allahu Akbar, usi par qaim rahe, that now you remain firm on this. You rejuvenate your iman, that you remain firm on this command of Allah. Aur har ek talib iman ko laik hai. And it is only worthy of every person who is desirous of iman. One is you got iman, but now to increase that iman all the time. And as we explained, we need some little explanation here. So we'll continue tomorrow. Allah give us tawfiq. But here Hazrat is saying that if a person is desirous of iman, then he'll realize that Allah has called me for namaz, and you come 5 times a day for namaz with this consciousness that Allah has made me the best of his creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stressed upon me to come to renew and to firm my allegiance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The declaration that I made to reaffirm it, and Allah has given me open permission to come to his court. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to get an idea what a great ni'mat this namaz is, and how if we work on our namaz, wallah, our whole life will come right. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana.